This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. It's our triple option feature. Before we go to that, one of the texters put in, they should just put flags on the quarterbacks in the NFL. Go Saints. You know what the NFL is looking more and more like? I see it in the summer. 7-on-7.
Yeah.
The way they treat quarterbacks and even receivers today, they're getting to be that point. You know why? They're getting paid. Both the quarterbacks and the receivers. Steve, you first on triple option.
Well, I've got some audio that a lot of folks, I don't think you're going to comprehend what you're hearing, but I had to play it. Good old former Pelican DeMarcus Cousins. He believes that Zion Williamson was set up to fail because he was drafted to a city like New Orleans. Here's what's Boogie's words when he featured on the Run It Back show on the FanDuel TV.
Let's rewind all the way back. When this guy was getting drafted and we knew he was going to New Orleans and it was a weight concern, that was bad then. New Orleans isn't some place that just gives health. Like, that's a place you go, you gain 10 pounds, you know, you go out there, you drink, have a good time. That's what the culture of New Orleans is. So to put that kid in that situation and expect him to thrive in it, that was the first mistake.
All right, Cousins, yeah, it's let the good times roll here, but as a professional, you need to be disciplined. I think that blaming New Orleans for drafting Zion and setting him up for failure is utter ridiculousness.
No, you're getting paid to play. And your deal, whatever you do off the field, okay, it's your personal business. But my thing about it is, don't let it affect your court presence. And I think it has with Zion. I think it has.
Weight's been an issue, right.
Especially early on. I think he's better with trying to keep himself in shape now than what he was earlier. But you can't blame the city of New Orleans for that. Man, you talk about conspiracy theories. Boy, that's a real stretch on that one.
I think Boogie's just missing the cooking over here.
Yeah, I think he is. Cullen?
All right, guys. I'm getting this from NFL and CBS. I don't want to be the anti-Homer, but I'm starting to get on the Bo Nix Rookie of the Year hype train. QBs with 20 total touchdowns in two or fewer turnovers in a 10-game span within a season over the last 10 years. Rodgers did it in 2014 and 2021. Tom Brady, 2016. Patrick Mahomes, 2020. Drew Brees, 2018 and 2019. And Bo Nix this year.
Y'all, you're not being a homer picking that.
He's cooking. He's doing such
a
good job.
He's done really well. Now, against the Saints, he was El Lazio. he had five passes. They were wide open, and he missed them. I'm talking about a high school open.
That was very head scratcher.
And then you watched him the last few weeks. He's really played well, really, really. And I got to give Coach Payton a lot of credit with that, because that's his baby,
yep,
so to speak, to figure out a system that best suits the quarterback. And I think he's done it with Bo. And Bo's got a thick hide. You know, I know his papa pretty well. You know, he's a former player, too.
And need it with Sean, for sure.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he got that twofold with Sean. But you got to give Bo Nix a lot of credit. And Jaden, I think Jaden is banged up, to be honest. I don't think the Commanders are saying it, but I think he's banged up health-wise.
I mean, odds were heavily in his favor a couple weeks ago. Currently, BetMGM, just talked to Brad about it probably. He's probably thinking about it. -175 for Jaden, +100 for Nix. He is closing that gap.
And fast. If Charlie Long has listened to this program, I'm going to tell him, put your hands over your ears. Because late last night, the L.A. Dodgers signed left-handed pitcher Blake Snell, 2-time Cy Young Award winner. He won it in 2018 with the Tampa Bay Rays, and then in 2023 with the Padres. He signed a 2-year contract with the San Francisco Giants, a 2-year $62 million. But his agent drew in there, he could opt out after 1 year. So what did he sign with the Dodgers last night? 5 years, $182 million deal.
Cha-ching.
And, man, the rich just keep getting richer with the Dodgers, and they're not through yet. I've been told by some people that got a little bit of insights that they're not through throwing that money around.
Man, they ain't got more money for Soto, huh?
They might.
If you told that to Charlie, man, he'd have a fit over here. Y'all better put him in a different room than where we at.
Worse if all of a sudden the Dodgers decide we're going to bring a veteran in like Alex Bregman.
No, that might do it, too.
That would certainly send Charlie over the edge.
That might do it, too.